Shor Yochiach. I'll tell you, Shor could teach me not like this. Rashi says, Shor Yochiach. Shebrishus beth nu ma'alach brishus rabim. A person has a right to let his ox walk through the rishus rabim. Sherei kol adam yesh lo rishus mekach. Everybody has permission to let their ox walk. V'yim hezek, and still if your ox, if your shor does damage, chayiv, you have to pay for it. So if so, we see even though you have permission to go there, but it's only permission if you watch it, and if you don't watch it, you're chayiv. Sef afaniyavi, I'll say also this dirt, that even though the Chachamim gave you permission to throw it to the Rishus Rabim, but of course you still have to watch it. And if you don't watch it, you're chayiv if somebody trips and falls over it. So that's called Shor Yechiach. Then you can ask back, no, learn it out just from Shor, Ma l'shor shekein dakol elech al-hazik again. Shor is a derech to go, it travels. Maybe that's why the Torah says you have to watch it, and if not, you're chayiv. Because your Shor travels, it could do damage. But here that this dirt is standing still, maybe the Torah was not mechayiv you. On this we say that Sarah Shav, no, Bor tochiach. Learn it out from Bor. A Bor stays still, and still the Torah says yechayiv. So therefore, v'chozer adin, I learn out one from the other. So that's what the Mishnah means at the end. Sarah Shav v'shabem comes to include this dirt or this water. After it lands b'shus rabim, still yechayiv. Ravina Omar, Ravina says, Liyasu Yehoda Tanan. The Mishnah means to include another type of a mazik. Another chiddush of a mazik. That what? That Tanan would learn like this. Gemara and Bob Mitzia. Ha koisel v'yo'ilon shenoflul v'shus rabim. Somebody has a wall, or you have a tree, that caved in, fell, and landed into the v'shus rabim. Shenoflul v'shus rabim. The hezekoi, and it did damage when it fell into v'shus rabim. So Lach was like this, potter mula shalom. You should know your potter, if it did damage right away, your potter, you don't have to pay. We'll soon see what the case is. Nos no loy zman loket tefilon. Let's say Bezendor gave you a time when you're supposed to cut down your tree. Or else, v'lister es ha-koisel. They gave you a time when you are supposed to knock down this wall. V'noflo b'teich ha-zman, and it fell down during the time. In other words, Bezden saw that you have a tree that's falling, or you have a wall that's very weak about to fall. So Bezin tells you, listen, we give you one more week to get rid of this tree or get rid of this wall before it falls down. So if it fell down during that week that you had time to prepare to take it down, and it did damage that week, potter. You're potter because you're still an honest. Like the Bezin gave you one more week to take care of it. So therefore, if it falls down, then you're potter. But liyachar azman chayiv. But if your wall or your tree falls down after the week, that Bezin already told you, take away this tree within this week, and you didn't listen, and by next week it fell down, now somebody hurts themselves, you're chayiv. So that's the case of a case of Shanoflu Shav, is like a potter l'shalim, mean your potter, if it hurts somebody, that first week that you have permission still to leave it there until you take care of it. But after that, then you're chayiv. The question is, Hechidomi, what's the case talking about? Idi afkere, if after the tree fell down, you were mafka the tree or the wall, Siv Solachur Pshit, again it's Bor. Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Shmul, Hayin L'Bor. Again, what in the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Hatzara Shavashabem, this should be a regular, genuine Bor, that now at the end of the B'shus HaRabim, a stumbling block there, and you are mafkrit like a regular Bor. Maishin Bor, the Hazeko Motzi. Why do we say that Bor is Chayiv? Because Hazeko Motzi means it's normal for people to fall there. So Rashi speaks out, even though usually we say that Regal is the Mail of Hazeko Motzi, and Bor is not called Hezekah Motzi. So Rashi says, like Pirchi, it's not really a question. The Bor Hezekah Motzi. True, like our Gemara says now, Bor, it happens often that people fall in it. Aval Eina Motzi Kol Kaki Regal. But true, it's not as Motzi as much as Regal is. Shekol Shohi Malechis. Regal that moves the whole time. So that's more Oymed, more Shriach, more probably that'll do damage. A Bor doesn't travel. But our koponim is called Hezekah Motzi. It's not an abnormal thing. It's not Mishunah. It's a normal thing that if you make a ditch in B'shus HaRabim, that people will trip there and fall. Says, so, my Shunah bod Hezekah Motzi. Ushmirosin Alecha. If so, hani nami Hezekah Motzi Shmirosin Alecha. These things also that Hezekah is Motzi. And Shchiach Hezekah. Hezekah Motzi Shmirosin Alecha. It's upon you to watch it. So, Zoy Pshiti Shibichayiv. What do I need a Mishnah? Tell me a Chiddush that you're chayiv, if you're mafkirit. Elo, the other side is, either lo yafkirinu, Elama, you want to tell me, we're talking about a case where you were not mafka this wall or the tree that fell down. If so, again, l'shmul diyom ha'kulim ibaru l'magno. According to Shmuel, that says even though you're not mafka these things, still, we learn it out from Bor, since it's a takola, it's a stumbling block, precious rabbin. You're chayiv for this. If so, hainu Bor, again, pshita yechayiv. It's mamash a Bor, at least it's mamash a told of a Bor, so why do we need the Mishnah that atzara shabash abem? So Mara says, no, there is a chiddush here. L'yaylam, really, I'll tell you that this kaislam in Ilan that fell down, the Yafkarinu. We're talking about even though the Bailam was mafkrit, made it hefka, whoever wants it to keep it. But so he asked me the question, so pshita yechayiv is like a regular Bor. I'll tell you, no, v'loidomi labor, this is not like a regular Bor. Ma labor shekein tchilas asiyos l'nezik. A regular Bor, when you first made the Bor, it was made lehezik. Because you first build a bor b'shus harabim, you dig a ditch b'shus harabim, that's tchilas asiyos l'nezik. Or if you put a stone down b'shus harabim, that's called tchilas asiyos l'nezik. Putting it down b'shus harabim, that's making directly a stumbling block in b'shus harabim. But teyoma bahani, here this tree, or this wall, teyoma bahani she'ein tchilas asiyos l'nezik. Here the beginning of it was not made l'nezik. When you first planted this tree, it was a normal, healthy tree. It was growing. It's 50 years old, this tree. Or else you build the wall lasts for 89 years, the wall. And in the 89th year, it caved in. So Tchilas Rashi said, the Tchilas Binyan HaKoysel, and Tiyas Ilan, L'hoylan Ezek. When you first build your wall, or when you first planted the tree, you did not make it then for Ezek. You made it to protect you, to use it. Just later on, it fell down. That's why I would have thought to say, it's not like a regular bor. I would have thought to say that you're potter. That's why the Mishnah says, "Hatzara shava shabem." I can learn that from another mazik. From which other mazik? Says the Gemara, "Say a shor yochiach." That a shor, when a shor was created, it wasn't created for Ezek. Hey, Hashem created the shor. It wasn't to do damage. Aye, he won't learn out from shor. Mal shor shekain dako lehazik. He won't learn out a case where a tree or a wall caved in, and now somebody trips over it. That yechayi from shor. How can you learn out from shor? Shor is derech lelech lehazik. A shor travels, moves, does damage. That's why you chayiv. But here they're standing still, it can't move. Maybe here you potter. On this we say, bor techiach. This svar I learned out from bor. Even though a bor, a ditch, stays still, does not move, still the Torah said you chayiv. I, a bor, a tchilas asiyosan here, it's not tchilas asiyosan. That's because Radin, I learned about one from the other, and it's not a shav shabem, that it's your mamish, ros and lachor, and therefore if it happens, hezek happens, you're chayiv. So that's what the Mishnah means to include all these other cases similar to bor. Then the Mishnah says, ukish hezek, when it does damage, chav hamazik. That the mazik, the owner of the shor, the owner of the bor, has to pay for the damage that his takola caused. So, Mer asks the question, chav ha-mazik, chayiv ha-mazik niboylein. What kind of lashon is this chav? It should have said lashon of chayiv. So, Mer says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, hai tana Yerushalmihu. The tana of our Mishnah lived in Yerushalayim, was Yerushalmi. The tani lishna klili. He says a short lashon. That's the way they talk in Yerushalmi, they talk chav. They don't have to say the long lashon of chayiv. They say chav, shortcut, chesvav, beis, that's enough, chav. That's what Mishnah says, v'cheshizik chav. Really it means chayiv, just a short lashon. Then the Mishnah says that they all have to pay l'shalom tashlum enezik. They all have to pay what? Tashlum enezik. And the Mishnah ends off, that means to say when they pay the karka, they have to pay b'meitav oretz. Chav amaz l'shalom tashlum enezik, b'meitav oretz. Then when the mazik pays, he has to pay from the best, the idiest of his nechosiv. The best of his property, that's what he has to pay from. So Mar says like this. Tana Rabbonin, who learned like this. Meitav sodehu u'meitav karma yishalim. That's what the Torah says. If your shor does damage either by regal or by shein, so then the owner of the shor has to pay from the best of his fields. Or else the best of his kerem he has to pay. So now, Meitav sodeyo shel nizik, or Meitav kamer shel nizik, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says you have to pay back from the best fields of the nizik. Not the mazik, the one that has to pay, but rather the nizik, the one that got damaged, you have to pay back from his best fields. That's what the pasuk means. Metos of Deyu, Met of Karmu Yishala means the Met of the Nizik, or Met of Karmu Shal Nizik. That's Rabbi Shmuel's, Dibur Rabbi Shmuel. So Rashi learns, Met of Shadeo Shal Nizik means, Shim Ochla Aruga Besadeyu, if your shor ate up one row of food in his, from his yard, Shomin Aruga Meshubacha Shal Nizik. You know how much you have to pay for the best row of fruit he has in the, growing in his garden, Shal Nizik. His avamina is, even though if your shor eats up a bad row that's only worth $10, but he has other rows that are grown much better food that's worth $100, you're going to have to pay the $100. That's the avamina. So let's see. Rabbi Akiva says, Akiva says, no, the pasuk is not talking about the nizik, it's talking about the mazik. That the mazik, when he comes to pay, he has to pay from the best of his fields. Rashi says, "Shom mazik, teshomen aruga shel nizik lefimashi." True, we have to first find out how much damage you caused the nizik. Now, the mazik bolitin lekarka. If the mazik wants to pay karka, he has to pay from the best of his fields. That's called metav. The kal v'chaim lehegdish. And the Kiva says that the kal v'chaim, when you want to pay back to hegdish, also you have to pay to hegdish from metav, the best of your fields. Now, the Gemara Sakasha, what's from Rabbi Shmuel? For Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, how could that be? Och al Shmeina, Mishalom Shmeina. You're telling me, if your shor eats his best row, that's worth $100, so you have to pay him back $100. Och al Kachusha, but if your shor eats his Kachusha the week, a week row, that's only worth $50, so you want to tell me, Mishalom Shmeina? Still, he has to pay back the worth of a better row, $100 worth. How kind of smart is that? You only did $50 worth of damage. Why should I have to pay back $100? Also, Omer Avidi Barav and Hocham asking, what we're talking about over here? They're going, Sheochel Aruga Ben Arugas. Your shor, your Shane went into his field and ate up one of his rows. For Lo Yadina, and we do not know which row your shor ate up. Ikechu Sheochel Ishmein Ochel. We have a suffix whether your shor ate up from his best row or from the worst. So that's why we make you pay the value of the better one, to $100. To Mishalem Shmeina, you have to pay the value of the higher one. So Mori has back, it still doesn't make any sense. Oh, my Rava. So Rava says back, what kind of svar is this? Oma ilu yadinan, tikachu shochel. What's going to be if we would know for sure that your shor went in and ate up from his row of food the least value? Kachusha, the weaker part. Then you're agreeing to me right now that all you have to pay back is how much that is worth, only the $10 worth. Since so, hashta de lo yadinan. Now that we do not know which row of food your shor ate up, so because we have a doubt which row your shor ate up, you want to tell me he has to pay the value of the better, the $100 row. Why? We have a cloud by moment is that hamoitzi mechavera all of araya. Whenever you want to take away money from me, you have to bring a proof that I owe you the money. Here you don't have any proof. We have a doubt if I owe you $10 or $100. So we have a doubt how much money I owe you. The klal always is, I don't have to pay you more than $10 until you bring me a proof. So how could it be Shmuel say here that the mazik has to pay the higher amount? Doesn't make any sense.
Right. This tape is being sponsored by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpachom, Zeche Nishmas, their father, Rabbi Victor, Ben Rav Chaim of Roma Lava Sholem, the limer of this tape should be a chusin and ilu for the neshama. All right, the turnover.
So this Gemara says, Elo Omar Rav Acher by Yaakov, Hocha b'may askinu, we're talking about over here, we're going, Shehoisa, Idiyas de Nizik, Kizaburiyas de Mazik. True, Avada, whatever damage you do, you have to pay the value of that damage. And if we don't know, you pay the less value. Avada is a klal of a mitzvah rebel of a raya. But the possibly contrary mishmol is like this. They're going, Chehoisa idias the nizik. The best fields of the nizik was kizaburias the mazik. Was like the least fields of the mazik. So that's the shayla. But hopefully, this is what the machlekes is. We have Yishmoel sovet, but the nizik sheminin. Yishmoel holds, that's what the Torah says, you have to pay back the meitav. The best fields, like we said before, Avada, how much money do you have to pay back the value of damage you caused him? If it's $10, $10, $20, $20. Now we're talking about now when you want to pay back this $10 worth in property. So now Rabbi Shmuel holds, you don't have to pay back the best property the Mazik has, but you have a right to pay back according to the best property that the Nizik has. And therefore in this case, if the best property of the Nizik is like the Mazik, Zaburius, least valuable, he has a right to pay off from his Zaburius. That's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. If you have a kibbutz sava, no, but the Mazik Sheminim. The Torah says, no, you Mazik, you have to pay him back according to your fields. The best of your fields, you have to pay him. So now, my time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's Rabbi Shmuel's throw to say, no, we go boss of the best of the Nizik? The Mazik does not have to pay back more than the best type of a property the Nizik has. Why? Nema sod lamata, says the word sod in the pasha below. Venema sod lamata in the pasha above. Ma sod omo lamala, just like the pasha when it says the word sod lamala for the nizik, it's talking about the nizik over there. Is av sod omo lamata for the nizik. When they hear, but meitav sadeh, it also means the nizik. That the mazik has to pay back according to the nizik's field. For Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva say about this? Meitav sadeh hu, o meitav karma yishalim. Torah says you have to pay back the best, the one that's paying. That means to say, the hechta komishalim, the one that's paying the mazik, that's paying up, he has to pay from his best fields. So what kind of nema sod lamala, sod lamata? The Torah says clearly here, yishalim. So Mara says, Rabbi Shmuel, both are true. Ahani gzereshov of sod to say we're talking about the nizik. For Yahani Kron, I agree to you, the Pesuk is also saying that sometimes the mazik has to pay from his best. How do you have both? Ahani gzereshov is good kirkamino, like we just said. And the case where the Nizik, his best field, is like the Zaburius, the least of the Mazik. In such a case, the Mazik has a right to pay from his Zaburius. Since his Zaburius is Mamish, like the Nizik's Idius, then that's the Gzera Shava, the Mazik can pay from his Zaburius. I, the Pasuk says, sometimes the Mazik has to pay from his best. It's like this. Ahani Kroy, you know when we need the Pasuk? Kegoin, the Islay, the Mazik, Idius, Zaburius. The Mazik has true two classes of fields. One is Idius, very expensive. One is Zaburius, not such good karka. Now the Idius Lenizik, the Zaburius, the Mazik Loishava. Now the best of the Nizik is a little bit better than the Zaburius of the Mazik. So now what does the Mazik have to pay with? The Mazik can't pay with his Zaburius because his Zaburius is not as good as the Nizik's Idius. So in such a case, Loishav Kidius the Nizik, to Mishalim Lay Mimate of the Day. In such a case like this, here we dash in the Pasik, Mate of Karma Yishalim, that you have to go boss of the Mazik. The Loimotsi Omalay, that the Mazik cannot say, Toat Govim is Zaburius. In this case, the Mazik can't tell the Zaburius, you come and take from my Zaburius. Because his Zaburius is not equal to the Idius of the Nizik. So in such a case, Elagovi Mimetav. In such a case, the Mazik has to pay from his best fields. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's like this. If the Zaburius of the Mazik is equal to the Idius of the Nizik, he has a right to pay from his Zaburius. But once the Idius of the Nizik is better than the Mazik's Zaburius, then the Mazik has to pay from his Idius. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, both is true, the Pasuk and the Gezeirah Shavah. We have a kibbutz and no leibah kosev eligbus and azakim and idius. The pasuk is mainly that at all times the mazik has to pay from the best, and then he adds on the kavuchaim lehegdish. As kavuchaim lehegdish, also you have to pay back the best. But the more my kavuchaim lehegdish, what kind of kavuchaim is there for the hegdish?
Elaim, if you want to tell me that the nogach turu didan leturu the hegdish, that if a regular person's shor ox hits an ox that belongs to hegdish. And the question then when we have to pay to Hegdish the Hezik, we have to pay them from our best field. So the Moran Havamim asked the question, no. The Pasuk says, Shori Eyu Omerachmono. For Loi Shor Shel Hegdish. The Havamim is the Torah says, Shori Eyu. The whole parsha, if one Shor hits another one that the owner has to pay, that's only Reyeyu. Where your friends means that it does not belong to Hegdish. But a Shor that belongs to Hegdish, if our Shor hits it, we're potter from paying. That's the Havamim of the Gemara. The Rashi says, the Imnogach Shor Shel Hegdish, potter. We saw we're potter from paying. Vuadin Lechol Shani Zokim, Shemazak is Hegdish potter. That's the Havamim of the Gemara now. The Pasha says, Shor Yehu, that only a Shor of your friend is there a Pasha of Nizokin, and not if you're hitting Hegdish. So you don't have to pay back Mimetav. So, Ella, what would be the case? If somebody says, Harei Yolai Mona Lebedek Abayis,
somebody's tam is mechayiv himself, but there is a neder that he owes hegdish money, that he's going to give to the bedek abayis money. So in such a case, the osa gizber for shokem yidis. So the gizber comes around to collect the money, and if you can't afford, you say you have no money, he has a right to take away your fields, so he can take away from the idiots from the best of your fields. So Morris says, no, what kind of svar is that? Lo yehei ela bal chayv. At the most, you have a locha like a bal chayv, like you're coming out, the gizber is coming to collect money that you owe him, like a regular bal chayv. And the locha we learned in the Gemara in Gittin says,